Benishchai daily for Yom Chamishi, L'Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayishlach for Thursday. Parshas Vayishlach. The Benishchai, in his Sefer Benishchai Joshua, says a fantastic, incredibly beautiful idea. At the end of the encounter of Yaakov and Esav, when Esav originally comes to intend to kill Yaakov, Chas V'Shalom, and his whole family, Yaakov then hears Esav say, Vayomer Nisov V'Neilecha. Esav said that we should go on our journey, and I will go apace. I will go ahead of you. I'll go right in front of you. And then Yaakov says back, "Vayimrei." Love. Yaakov says to Esav, "Adoni yodea ki ali yoladim rakim. My master knows that the children are frail. The children are weak. Vatzoyin v'habokar olis olit fokim yom echad." And then he says, "If they are driven hard, yom echad by a single leaf of mesu kolatzoyin, and everyone's going to die." All the sheep are going to die. Instead, he tells Esav, Yavar na'adoyni lifnei avdoy, that let my master go in front of his servant, v'ani es nahala li'iti, and I will go slowly, l'regel ha'malacha, because of the work that I have, asher lifanai, that's in front of me, l'regel ha'yiladim, and because of the children, ad asher ovil adoyni seir, until I come to my master in seir. What is going on here? Ask the Ben Ishchai, I don't understand. How is it that Esav, not only did Esav not try to kill Yaakov, but he was going out of his way to make it that he would then be going with Yaakov, that he loves him, he wants to spend time with him. What is going on here? Says the Ben Ishchai, and he quotes in the name of the Sefer, the Yitav Lev. I don't believe it's the Satmar Yitav Lev. But he says in the name of the Sefer Yitav Lev that very famously, when Paroi was working and forcing the labor of the Jewish people, that he forced them to work beforech. Now, parech could mean back-breaking labor. But Chazal says that it means perach, with a soft mouth, a soft voice, meaning that, says the Yitav Lev, that when Parai saw the Jewish people, he said, instead of obliterating them and working them hard and ripping them to pieces, rather, I will speak to them softly. I will be nice to them. I'll be kind to them. And if I act that way, then I can certainly convince them to be like me. And they'll lose their character of the Jewish people. They'll end up totally succumbing to the ideas of Paroi, the Apikarsis, the Minos, and they'll start being similar to us. Actually, Ben Ishchai says, and look, that is what happens in our times, that once the non-Jewish nations open up their arms to greet us, and they start welcoming us as equals, in his times, the Ben Ishchai says, he has seen that all, so many Yidden unfortunately assimilated and are totally lost by the seduction of being soft with them and nice with them. When Esav was nice, when Paroi was being nice, that is what the Yitav Lev says. Says the Ben Ishchai, that is the intent over here in our pasuk. That Esav saw that trying to kill Yaakov becherev, it's not going to work. That's not effective. So instead, he says to Yaakov, he says to him, "Vayomer Nisav Anilecha, let's go together. We'll work together. Ve'ilchel Negdecha, I'll help you out. I'll always be there to support you. We're together, we're soft." But Yaakov Avinu knew what would happen. Yaakov Avinu knew the danger that is going to happen to the Jewish people if the Jewish people are seduced by the kindness of Esav. So instead, he tells Esav, "Adoini yodea ki ha'yilodim rakim," that I know pshat in what you're trying to do. My master knows that the children are soft, meaning that if there's love towards them, the children of the Jewish people will be seduced and they'll assimilate, Chas V'Shalom. And he says, the yidfokum, they'll be pressured, they'll be overworked, yom echad, on that one day. Meaning, says the Ben Ishchai, that one day of the year, Yom Kippur, when they were safe from you, when they were safe from Esa, when they were safe from the Yitzhar, even that one day of Yom Kippur, they'll totally be assimilated to. They'll be gone, and Esav will conquer them. Even on that one day, it's too dangerous, says Yaakov Avinu. Instead, he tells him that Yavar na adayni lifnei avdei, I'd rather you go away. I'd rather you be in charge. You can do whatever you want, but don't be nice to me, and I'm not going to fall for it. Va'ani asna li'iti l'regel ha'malacha. And instead, I'm going to go slowly. I'm going to work on my job. What's my job? To find spirituality, to find purity in this world. U'l'regel ha'yavad. And I'll also be slow to be able to take care of all the children. What are the children? The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin says, the children of all the Jewish people that are waiting in Shemayim, I'm going to wait until all the Neshamais come down to this world. At that point, when I finish doing my job of Kedusha, when all the Neshamais come down to the world, Ad Asher Ovo Yeladoni Seder, then I'm happy to come join you, because the pasuk then says, "Naivadia va'olu moishim ha'artzim la'hashpoit es ha'yisav ha'hois la'asham lucha." That at that time, when I bring kedusha to the world, then I'll be able to conquer Esav, be able to conquer the world with Melech HaMashiach. Says the Ben Ish Chai, this is the challenge of our times. In the olden days, the Crusades, the terrible, terrible gezeiros that Esav did upon us and wrought upon us, that was very dangerous for us. But in the end of times, the decree against us is when Esav smiles at us, when Esav is nice to us, when Esav embraces us, invites us to his capital buildings to be able to join him, and we suddenly say, oh, Esav is being nice to us. That is the most dangerous moment. At that point, we say, I have a job. I'm going to go slow. I'm not with you. I have a job to take the sparks of holiness. I have a job to be able to take the neshamas that are still coming down from Shemaim and building up the Jewish people. And at that point, when I have achieved that job, then I'll be able to join, go towards Esav in order for Mashiach to conquer them. Everyone should have bracha v'hatzlacha.